It is necessary only to appreciate the creator and his product, the creation. In appreciating any part of the creation, one must appreciate all parts, for they are inseparable. It is therefore important to act in unison with the creation rather than out of harmony due to a lack of confidence in a state of oneness. It is possible to achieve this understanding of oneness with all by availing yourself of this knowledge and understanding through the process of daily meditation. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator extend our hand to the people of this planet. 276, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. It is not necessary that we appreciate ourselves in our attempts to serve. It is only necessary that we serve. This will be appreciated by the Creator. For, my friends, the Creator is all that there is. It is as impossible to separate the Creator from the creation as it is impossible to separate yourself from the creation. Appreciate, then, this unity. Appreciate your oneness with the Creator and the creation. If this is done, then other objectives will be of very little value. For this is what the Creator meant for all other parts of the creation to do, to act in such a way as to serve. He did not specify this service, and he did not demand it. He simply provided the opportunity. It is not necessary that you seek out opportunities to serve. It is only necessary that you serve as best you can as the opportunities present themselves. It is impossible to serve if one is not knowledgeable as to how to serve, and it is not possible in your particular state of awareness to know how to serve unless this knowledge is sought through daily meditation. The process, therefore, is quite simple. It is only necessary that an individual become aware of how to serve through meditation. It is then only necessary that he serve as the opportunities for service present themselves. If these simple tasks are performed, he is fulfilling all of the requirements that were specified by our Creator. I hope that I have been of service tonight. I hope that I have been able to act as the opportunity presented itself. I am Hat On. I leave you in the love and in the light of our Infinite Creator. Adonai Vasu. Pause, Don Chanling, I am Hat On. I am again with this instrument. I greet you once more in the love and the light of our Infinite Creator. It 277, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, is always a very great privilege to be with you. Do not hesitate to call on me and my brothers for service, for this is why we are here. We are here to serve you. This is our only purpose. In the fields of your planet grow many things that are edible. These things are given you by your Creator. They are given to you to sustain life in your present physical form. There is much wisdom in this arrangement. It is necessary for you, if you are to exist in a physical way as you know it, to sustain the body with food. However, the food that you select is up to you. There are some things in your environment that are impossible to eat. There is a very large variety of things that can be eaten, however. What is eaten is up to the individual. Selections may be made dependent upon his desire. The Creator provided for the fulfillment of desire, and it was his plan that each individual should have exactly what he would desire. We have said to you that it is necessary to meditate in order to understand. This understanding includes the understanding of desire. I hope that I have been of service. It is only possible for me to say that with an understanding achieved through daily meditation, it is possible to understand desire fully. I will leave this instrument at this time. I am Hat On. Adonai Vasu. Unknown date in 1974. Editor's note: this is apparently a channeling session that was never saved in our archives, as I can find no matching session there. We lost several channeling sessions because of our habit. When we first began recording sessions of channeling, of reusing tapes once the transcription of the original text was done. Therefore, this is the only version of this particular session which is extant. 278, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. I am Hat On. I am with this instrument. I greet you, my friends, in the love and in the light of our Infinite Creator. It is once more a great privilege to be with you. I am aware that it is difficult to understand each nuance in this program of self-development. However, there will be an attempt made to clarify several points. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are just that, in the service of the Infinite Creator. The service that we perform now in helping others to understand how to go about their seeking is the most important aspect of our service. I am aware that there will be some difficulties communicating certain concepts when we are limited to a language that was not formed from these concepts. However, it is possible to communicate, using your language, much of what you would desire to know. There are many ways and many paths to ultimate truth and understanding. We have said many times that meditation is the most important of these paths, and this is true. However, it is sometimes helpful to have direct communication in an intellectual sense for use in augmenting the awareness that you achieve through meditation. There are several points that I can cover at this time regarding the development of spirit. The first of these is the development of spirit through self-knowledge. This is of extreme importance, and can be done in an intellectual way in addition to gaining this knowledge through meditation. Each thought that you have, and each reaction that you experience as a result of an action in your daily experience is important. If an individual is to make rapid progress in his spiritual seeking, it is important that he analyze each of his thoughts and each of his reactions to experience. There is a test that may be given to each thought that you have. There have been 279, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, many teachers upon this planet. The one whose works are best known to you at this time is the teacher known to you as Jesus. This man demonstrated a way of thinking that is necessary if one is to evolve to the desired state of spiritual evolution. The demonstration for the people of this planet made by this teacher was meant to be used by each of them. It may be used by yourself as a guide to understanding your thinking. If you will maintain an awareness of your thoughts, and then compare each of your thoughts to your understanding of the way that the man called Jesus thought, you will then make great progress in developing your thinking toward the state that you desire. If you experience a reaction in your thinking as a result of any activity during your daily involvement with the people of this planet, then you should compare this with the understanding of the one known to you as Jesus. In this way, it is possible for you to eliminate thoughts that you do not desire to generate. It is possible for you to eliminate reactions of thinking that you do not desire to have. This was his service, to present an example of thinking so that those who might desire to follow this example could do so simply by comparing their thinking with his. This has not been done by many of the people of this planet. But his teachings are nonetheless valuable, for the demonstration that he performed was a demonstration of truth, the simple truth that there is one governing force. That governing force is love. Use this man's example of thinking in order to evaluate your own. It is simplicity itself, and was provided for this purpose. Do this with every thought. Maintain a constant awareness of this, and you shall truly make rapid progress towards the goal that you desire. This progress will be quite obvious to you. There are additional techniques for increasing your spiritual awareness. I have given to you the first, and possibly the 280, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, easiest, and possibly the most important at this time. It is up to you to put it into use. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator can suggest how your desires may be fulfilled. However, it is always up to the individual to implement this activity, and reach the goal that he has chosen. I shall now speak of another way that you may use in order to achieve that which you desire. This is the production of the condition of awareness of reality. This is done by availing yourself to truth through meditation, and then observing the creation that is reality. You at this time are experiencing two separate creations. You are experiencing the creation of the Father, the original creation which is all about you. You are also experiencing the creation of man on earth, which is camouflaging, to some extent, the creation of the Father. This camouflage is extremely effective for many of the peoples of this planet. However, it is possible to see through it, and identify the creation that is the original creation. It is very helpful to become aware of this true creation. It consists of all of those things that you experience in your existence that are not creations of man on earth. If you will maintain an awareness of the original creation as you experience it in your daily activities, and remove from your thinking the consequences and effect of the creations of man on earth, all of his creations, both of a mental and a physical nature, you will, through this awareness of the natural or original creation, become at one, as you really are, with it. For then, instead of being misled by that which disguises it, you will recognize the creation as it is and always will be. Man on this planet has become intensely involved in creations of his own, both physical creations and creations of the conceptual sense. These occupy his thinking to such an extent that he has lost in awareness of the creation of the Father. 281, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. It is helpful to return to the awareness of this original creation if one desires to increase his spiritual awareness. There is one more way that I will discuss at this time for achieving that goal which you seek. This way is also very simple. It is the way of service. The man known to you as Jesus set an example, as did many other teachers who have lived upon this planet. This example included not only a demonstration of love by his actions and thinking, but also a service, given freely to his fellow man. Service is possible in many forms. It is up to the individual to select his form of service. Each individual may serve. In order to do this, it is suggested that he meditate, for he has within him the knowledge of how to go about the service that he desires to perform. Each individual has this within him. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator identify ourselves as being in the service of the Infinite Creator. For that is our mission, to serve in his love and in his light. It is possible for you who dwell upon the surface of this planet to serve in even a greater way than we, for we are limited by the knowledge of the ways of the Creator to what we can do to serve. You are less limited than we in many senses. However, service must always be performed with understanding, and understanding can be achieved through meditation. Do not be concerned that your service at the present is inadequate. It is only necessary that you have the desire to serve. For as we have stated before, the creation is so designed that desire is always fulfilled. You will serve exactly as much as you desire to serve, and the effect of your service will be exactly as much as you desire the effect to be. This will occur, but patience and understanding, which may be achieved through meditation, are necessary if this service is to be effective. For your desire must be effective. 282, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. And this desire is generated through understanding, and this understanding is generated through meditation. Go, then, within, for here lies all of that you desire. We have stated this many times, for it is truth. It is reality. At this time I will ask if there are any questions that I can answer using this instrument. Pause. If there are no questions, I will leave this instrument. But I will be with each of you at all times, as we are one. Adonai Vasu. January 12, 1974, Editor's Note, there are discrepancies between the text of this message and the text of the message dated January 12, 1974 in L. L. Research's archives. Assume that this has happened because there are two sessions which were held on this date, one of which was not preserved beyond the making of this manuscript in 1975. I am Hat On. I greet you, my friends, in the love and in the light of our Infinite Creator. It is once more a great privilege to be with you. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Creator are always extremely privileged to speak directly to those who dwell upon the surface of this planet. We would prefer to speak with all of the people of this planet. However, there are many who would not wish to hear us. They would not wish to know us. And they would not understand anything that we said, even though, my friends, we are able at this time to use any of your languages fluently. It takes a considerable amount of time, as you know it, to establish a base for communication when the concept from which we generate ideas is as largely displaced from yours as is ours. When I say yours, I am speaking of the general basis for concepts of the majority of the people of your planet. 283, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. The basis for our concepts are what we consider universal truths, truths that are unchanging, that are the reason for the creation that is all about us and is you. Unfortunately, the people of the planet upon which you presently dwell are not aware of the truth behind the functioning of the creation in which they find themselves. This is not an abnormal situation, but it is not normal either. There are many other peoples throughout the creation who are not aware of these truths. However, there are a very, very large number who are. There are a certain percentage of the people within your population who are ready to be instructed, for they have reached a state of understanding so that they may easily assimilate the little more knowledge that they need in order to understand the truth of the functioning of this creation. This is what we are attempting to do at this time, and this evening we will endeavor to do this so that each of you will be able to make one more step in your journey towards a complete understanding of truth. Most of the problems that you encounter in understanding this truth have to do with false impressions given to you by the society in which you now find yourselves. If you had been living in a society that had always been aware of truth and of the true nature of the creation, you would have no difficulty in applying the truths, since they would be a part of your life. It is difficult to do this when living in a society that continues to focus its attention on things that are very far from the Creator's plan. The society as you know it at present was focused its attention on many things. Very, very few of these things in which it is interested have anything at all to do with the basic truth of the functioning of the creation in all of its ways and all of its parts. Your people on this planet seek many things. However, they seek these things in what we would consider to be a very 284, chapter 10, complete messages, strange way. They seek the result of their desires almost exclusively within what they know as the physical illusion that they now enjoy. Since they are unable to experience in their waking state anything but this physical illusion, they then think that this is all that exists, and they attempt to find expression of their desires strictly within this illusion. This results in the fulfillment of false desires. The people who fulfill these false desires wonder why, having fulfilled them, they do not find happiness. This has been demonstrated upon your planet many times, but little heed has been taken of it. The desires still remain very strong, and the people about you strive with much energy to fulfill them. Having fulfilled them, they then, as I have said, wonder. They wonder why they still have desires, for as soon as they have fulfilled one, they have generated another. We are going to attempt to give you instruction at this time on the proper use of desire, so that you may work within the truth of the creation and become once more knowledgeable about its function. There are certain desires that every individual has within him. These desires are a natural state, and they should be fulfilled. The reason the individual has these natural desires is that he is a part of the creation, and the Creator had an original desire, which continues throughout all time and all space. This desire of the Creator was to provide an experience for all of his parts that would fulfill in totality the desire of all of his parts. But since all of his parts have this same desire, then it should be evident that this desire is to serve the other parts. This is how we have interpreted the functioning of creation. This is why within each individual throughout all of the creation there dwells a desire to serve the creation in any way that he can. This dwells within each of the people, all of the entities of this planet, for all of them are a portion of the Creator. 285, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. It is possible to fulfill this desire. As we have said, the Creator has attempted to provide only good for all of his children, but since all of his children are a part of the Creator, and since all of us and everything is in actuality one thing, then we have this necessity occurring within each individual in all of the parts of the creation, an attempt to serve. This is natural. The planet upon which you now stand serves you. The growth that comes from the planet serves you. Its atmosphere serves you. Its water serves you. The entire creation serves you. You feel the energy from your sun. It serves you. This principle is simply the original concept of the Creator being expressed through all of its parts, for this concept remains undiminished. For this reason, you will find that you will achieve what you actually desire only if you are to serve the rest of the creation. This is a law that is natural. This law is, of, the creation. The people of the Confederation of the Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are just that, we are in service. But we are in our service, and we are in your service, and we are in the creation's service, for we have recognized that, in being a part of the Creator, and having within us the expression that was originally generated, it is only possible to fulfill desire through service. For this reason we are here now, to give to you our service. This fulfills our desire. This fulfills the Creator's desire. The entire process is simplicity itself. My friends, this is the creation, simplicity. It is only necessary that you understand this, and then act in such a way as to carry out your desire in its true sense for you to unite once more in totality with the original and true creation. We have stated many times that meditation is very necessary. If you are to understand what and how to serve at this time, it is necessary that you find this through meditation, for this is the only process that will allow you to understand in its totality this information. So, it is necessary that you spend 286, chapter 10, complete messages, time each day in meditation, and become aware of the technique of fulfilling your desire to serve. When you have done this, you will find that you are experiencing something that is phenomenal. It will be an event that is beyond your wildest dreams. It will be of a nature that you might consider impossible at this time. But it will take place. Many of the people of this planet are serving at this time. They serve in many different ways. However, only a small percentage of them are actually fulfilling their desire to serve. For what I will call blind service is not as effective as service that is performed as a result of the knowledge gained in meditation. It is important, then, to learn how to serve and who should be served. As I have said, it would seem that we would perform a service by coming among your people and helping. Our meditation reveals to us that this is erroneous. For this reason, we contact you in this way. We request that you do as we do. If you are to know how to serve and who should be served at this time, meditate, for this knowledge is within all people throughout the creation. For they are the Creator, and this is His desire, to serve all of His parts, so that each experiences the ecstasy that He originally created, and that exists all about you. I hope that I have been of service this evening, for that is my objective. I will leave this instrument now for a short period. If there are any questions, I shall return shortly. I leave in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. Adonai Vasu. A question is asked silently, telepathically, directly to Hatton. I am Hatton. I greet you again in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. I would attempt to speak on a subject of interest. The subject is love. 287, Chapter 10. Complete messages. This is a subject that is necessary to understand if you are to be effective in fulfilling your desire of service. In serving your fellow man upon earth, it is necessary to give him love. This is sometimes difficult to do in your present society, for these expressions are often misunderstood. Love is very misunderstood among your people. We express total love for all of your people. We cannot help doing this, for we express total love for all the creation. It is impossible to do otherwise, when you are aware of the love expressed by the creation. In order to achieve this awareness, it is only necessary to meditate, and then to serve, for with each service effectively performed, love will be reflected. This will generate within you more love, and the process will be repeated, or recycled. This process will be self-generating and will continue to build. This is what occurred with the teacher with whom you are most familiar. The one known as Jesus. Why was this man much more effective in generating this love than others who have attempted this recently? The reason, my friends, is that he was able to fulfill his desire for service intelligently. He was able to do this in an intelligent manner because he sought answers to the questions of how to fulfill his desire for service through meditation. Many of those upon your planet who seek to serve their fellow man at present, seek to serve him in ways that they have learned intellectually, from others, or from readings. And they find, in many cases, difficulties in performing the service that they so much desire to give. And the love that they desire and expect as a return for their service is not reflected, for the service that they have attempted is not desired, and is therefore not a service. A service is only a service if it is desired. Man has free will. He is free to choose anything that he desires. It is necessary, if you are to serve, that you understand the desire of those served, not in an intellectual sense, but in a sense that you gain 288, chapter 10, complete messages, through meditation, a knowledge that transcends the intellect, a knowledge that results in effective service. I hope that I have been of assistance in explaining this particular point. I will leave this instrument. I am hat on. Adonai Vasu. The channel, was that an answer to your question? Questioner, yes, that was a specific answer to my question. Unknown date in 1974, I was unable to find this transcript in the L.L. Research Archives. Therefore this is the only occurrence of this session. It is likely that the tape which was used to record this session was reused to tape another session, and therefore this session was lost until now. I am hat on. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is a great privilege to be with you this evening. It is always a great privilege to be of service to those who seek the service of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the infinite Creator. I am going to condition this instrument for a short period of time. If you will please be patient, we will shortly continue this contact. I am hat on. I am with the instrument. I am very happy to be with you. I greet you once more in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is always a great privilege to be with you. We and the Confederation of Planets in the service of the infinite Creator are here to aid you in any way that we can. I am aware that there are some questions, and that these questions should be answered. We will answer them to the best of our ability. However, there are certain limitations. This instrument is not aware of the questions. However, I will use him to transmit to you our opinions of what reality is. Reality is exactly what you think it is. Our reality is varied. Our reality is what we desire it to be. Your reality is not necessarily what you desire it to be. Conditions on your 289, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, planet are not correct for reality to result as a function of desire. However, we who are in the service of the Infinite Creator are able to appreciate any reality that we desire. This may seem strange. But this is true. This is how it was planned for the children of the Creator, for them to experience the reality that they desire. You are experiencing a result of your desire at this time. You will continue to experience this until you leave what you call your physical life. We are attempting to show to you how to alter reality so that it conforms within your present limitations to exactly what you desire. This is your birthright. It is a simple thing to do, and is meant to be mastered by everyone. The reason for the lack of mastery of this simple principle upon the planet upon which you now dwell is that its occupants have forgotten the principle. We have attempted during these past weeks to state the principle to you in many ways. However, it is so very simple that it is difficult to dwell upon it in many different ways for any length of time. It is difficult for the people of your planet at this time to understand that they are locked within an illusion created by their desires, and that they can unlock this self-inflicted illusion at any time they desire, simply by altering the form of their desire. My friends, most of the individuals upon the planet at this time actually continue to desire that which they are presently experiencing. This has been, you might say, programmed, as you express it, into their consciousness, and they continue in their present methods of expressing themselves and experiencing the illusion in which they now find themselves. It has been pointed out to the people of this planet many times in the past that it is possible to unlock the door to this illusion at any time. It is only necessary that the individual learn to think. 290, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. There are many institutions upon your planet that profess the teaching of thinking. However, we find that very few of them teach anything to do with actual thinking. The thinking that is taught in these institutions of higher learning is a thinking that is limited by the illusion in which you presently exist. This is what we are trying to break. This is what we are trying to help you extract yourself from. This is our only real service. There are ways to think to reach a goal that you actually desire, and there are ways to think to reach a goal that is within the limits of your present illusion. If you are to reach that goal that you actually desire, it will be necessary for you to begin to think in a way that will accomplish this. It will also be necessary for you to reject all forms of thinking that are associated with the illusion. This will be, primarily, manifested through dismissing the complexities and intellectual appraisal of the various manifestations and consequences that occur in your daily life.